Welcome to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this Talkin' Music, I'm speaking with Denver-based rock band Citra. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Will you guys go around and introduce yourselves and tell our KVNF listeners what instruments you play in your band?
Sure. I'm Brandon. I sing and play the guitar.
I'm Augie. I play guitar, and that's it.
I'm Mauricio, and I play the drums.
And I'm Sean, and I play the bass.
Well, your website describes you guys as like a live wire to the tongue, bright, fun, loud, Citra. There's only one way to grasp this quote, and it's through your music. Talk to me about your recent single, Out of This Place.
That's a good song. that one always started off as a little riff that Brandon always would play around with in practice. And then, I don't know, yeah, I guess finally one day we're like, you know what, let's just play with that one. And thought it sounded good, so we recorded it. That was Sean, by the way.
So Out of This Place, is this a brand new single that you guys just put out?
This is Augie. I think it was April.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we did Ocean in March, and then Ocean was first.
Yeah, we definitely did Ocean around that time. And then I know that we did This Place, Out of This Place in June. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
COVID has really wreaked havoc on our brains. We have no idea when we did what, so.
Yeah, I totally get it. The concept of time is just kind of like, I think usually I know what day it is, or I don't know, it just feels like a vortex and the Twilight Zone and the Matrix all put together.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to Out of This Place by Denver rock band Citra.
And I know that I got nowhere to go. Gotta get out of this place of things. Can't show all the things that I thought that I would know. Gotta get out of here. I need to know I
That was Out of This Place by the band Citra. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Brandon, Augie, Sean, and Mauricio, who make up the band Citra. And do you guys all live in Denver?
Yes. Yep. That was Mauricio.
None of us are actually from Denver, but we all are living in Denver. Yeah.
What is the music scene like in Denver right now?
Yeah, it's weird right now. There's not, I mean, people are still getting out and playing shows. We have a show this weekend, which is cool, very social distanced, and there's not a lot of people that are allowed to come, but we're excited to do it. It's our only show of 2020 that tells you anything.
Wow.
It was starting to come back like normal, and then it all started hitting again. We were supposed to have a 90-person cap. Now we're down to 50, so fun stuff.
Right. Music has definitely been helping me get through life right now. What's been getting you guys through this pandemic and, you know, this fun election season?
Pretty much music. Yeah, we've been back in the studio just writing a bunch of stuff. So hopefully we'll get and actually record all of it and then, put it out hopefully in winter, I'm thinking, right? Winter-ish time.
Yeah. Yeah, the lack of shows definitely helps with the writing process because we don't have to worry about shows and like prepare for them. So we're kind of just, you know, we're on the writing process for the past almost year now, it feels like.
Well, let's get back into some of your music. Tell me about your song, Air. I like how this song has moments where it feels really stripped down, and then it's like right back into full rock.
You go, you haven't said much.
Sure. Yeah, that was one of our earlier songs that we wrote together, and it was when we were still figuring out what we were as a band. So that was cool that could just mess around with anything we wanted. So that was a cool song. I remember when it came together, it took a long time. We actually, in the studio, wrote most of it. After listening to what everyone was playing and messing with things here and there and like, try that, change that, play better, you idiot, you know.
Lots of that.
That kind of thing. Yeah, it's, I love it. It goes all over the place. This is Augie, by the way.
Well, let's take a listen to Air by Denver-based rock band Citra.
Right all the wrongs, don't have to hold on, it's all
That was a song called Air by Denver-based rock band Citra. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with the four band members of Citra via Zoom. I read in your bio that you're from all over the U.S. How did you connect in Denver, and how long have you guys been playing together as a band?
Craigslist. Pretty much Craigslist. Brandon responded to an ad that I posted about needing a bass player, and then...
Yeah, me and Augie, we were in a scene in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, music scene out there, and he moved out here, and then I was like a year later, I think, and we're like, well, we got to start a band, so we did that. We had a different drummer, and then we got Sean, and then eventually, like 2 years after that, we got MJ here.
That's Mauricio, by the way, MJ. I was a fan of the band, and I got to see them for the first time and was just blown away. And I was like, man, they got to really break their old drummer's leg somehow.
Well, he didn't actually break his leg, but...
Good. Thanks for clarifying that one.
No, not the case. He definitely had a personal event pop up. He wanted to go focus on that and left the door open for me. And that's how I joined.
Sweet. How do you describe your sound to someone who's never heard your music?
Grit rock, right?
Yeah. People don't know what that is, but we like to call ourselves that. I usually just tell them like rock and roll, like, yeah, just heavier rock music.
Typically what I do, this is Mauricio, because people ask me all the time, like, hey, what's your band sound like? And I'm like, if you take the Foo Fighters and they have a baby with the Kings of Leon, you would have a baby Citra. Okay.
That's a little bit of pop thrown in too. Yeah. There's some poppier stuff.
I could go with that, especially early Kings of Leon. So you mentioned the Foo Fighters, Kings of Leon. Are there any other musical influences? Like, Brandon, I'm curious, who's influenced you vocally?
I'm always inspired by, like, Muse and bands like that. Totally different. Would be, like, Cage the Elephant as far as, like, lyrically goes. But that guy is just ridiculous. And the list goes on and on and on forever. But those are pretty big ones I listen to a lot.
Citra released an album called Mr. Copacetic in 2018. We're going to hear your song Grant My Wish on this Talkin' Music. And this album overall feels a little like political, or like there's some undertones of some messaging. Talk to me about this previous album from 2018 and your song Grant My Wish.
Oh, man.
What is it about, Brandon?
I'm not going to get specific about what exactly it's about. I like the listener to kind of paint their own picture, but it's kind of, if you just kind of see the times we're going through right now, I think it even plays more into, we had some foresight, I think, into what's going on. So I think a lot of that album is kind of about what's going on now.
Let's take a listen to Grant My Wish by Citra.
Go back down when it's not enough.
That was Grant My Wish by Denver rock band, Grit rock band, Citra. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm talking with Brandon, Augie, Sean, and Mauricio from the band Citra via Zoom. I watched this really cool video of you guys on Citra's Facebook page. I think it was a live stream with Live Nation, and there's like lots of really cool lighting that made it super fun and vibrant and exciting, and it really made me want to see you guys perform live. Talk to me a little bit about how you've been staying relevant in a time where live gigs are pretty rare.
It's hard. It took like
when are we staying relevant?
We're doing an interview right now. True. So we're doing a lot of interviews. Yeah, we're just trying to put a bunch of stuff out, or plan to put a bunch of stuff out soon. Trying to talk to people on social media. We did take like 2 months off where we didn't even practice or anything because we thought the world was falling apart. Right. But then now we're just like a household and we're just together all the time. So we're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough to stay in, you know, the public eye when there's not really a whole lot to do in public. And it's extra tough because we've just been using this time just to write. So we're kind of a little secluded right now, like most people. But now we're trying to really branch out, do some stuff. Like we have the show this weekend. We did those live streams and stuff like that.
So you guys are writing, which is super exciting. You're going to maybe release some stuff in the winter. How can our listeners find out when you're going to release new music?
Yeah, just check social media. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of the other ones.
Yeah, we do stay up on our like, you know, social media stuff. So yeah, Instagram, Citra _ band, Facebook,
MySpace, LinkedIn.
Yeah, MySpace, huh? That's good. Citra has a sold-out show at the Oriental Theater in Denver, November 7th. Is there any way for our KVNF listeners to be able to live stream this concert?
Ooh, I don't think so. We're keeping this one pretty close to the chest, I think. But we are releasing a live stream that we did about a month or two ago at the Armory, which was, it was a ticketed event, but we're going to make it public pretty soon in the next couple weeks. So check that out.
Cool. In a time where you've been doing some virtual performing and you're about to get to perform in front of a live audience, what is it that you're most excited about?
This is Augie. I don't personally, it's like the feedback of having an audience, because like doing the live streams, it's live and you know people are there, but you're looking at a nothing. You're looking at a phone or whatever. So just having that experience of like having a bunch of people in a room vibing, rocking out. Someone points at you and you're like, yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
Mauricio?
I would say, as Augie said, the feedback, just the energy that an audience can give back and the excitement and really just kind of hearing how much they enjoyed the show afterwards and just kind of getting to meet new people. That's what's always been my favorite thing. Just like, dude, that was awesome. I was like, was it? I don't remember. You know, so that's what I like the most about playing in front of an audience, really just meeting new people who become fans.
Yeah. Sean?
They become fans. Yeah. So like we said, this is literally the only show this entire year. I mean, like ever since I joined this band 4 or 5 years ago or whatever it's been now, we've had a show at least once every other month. It feels like, you know, they're pretty common. And so this whole year, I think our last show is in December.
What?
Yeah. Of of last year. So it's going to be great. It's going to be really fun to get out there. It kind of sucks a little bit that, you know, there's only 50 people that can be there, but those people are going to have one hell of a show.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. This is Brandon. For me, I think a lot of it's like expending energy, my own, because we've been just pent up for so long. We got to get it out because we go crazy. You
know, yeah.
I've been exercising too much. I got to just play shows.
Well, you guys totally rock out. Like in the video I mentioned before with Live Nation, like, by the end, you were all drenched in sweat. And I was like, yes, this is live music. I mean, this is a part of music. You're fully immersed in it. We're going to hear one more single from Citra. This one's called Ocean. And I think this one's pretty new too.
This was actually the first song we ever wrote, and we've re-released it and it with a little extra flair on there. So yeah, it's one of our favorites for sure.
Cool. Brandon, Augie, Sean, Mauricio, thank you guys for taking the time to talk with me in KVNF.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more talk and music programs and for a direct link to Denver rock band Citra. We'll go out on their song called Ocean. Thank you for listening.